Welcome back. It's another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rusch. It's Ben Taylor. And Ben, I think this is the second show in a row that we've gone to hit record and there's a basketball commitment. Am I right? Like, didn't this happen on Friday? And then, then we turn around and we're about to hit record and there's another transfer portal basketball commitment. So, hey, there's easy content. Let's go.
And the portal closes Tuesday. Tomorrow. So,
yeah, you're right.
Who knows? We may, oh gosh, Kyle, it could be just the opposite tomorrow. We could be talking about people that entered from Auburn tomorrow.
Ah, there's nobody left. There's not really. I mean, Sway would be the only one. And I don't know if he may already be technically in the portal. Who knows? But I mean, let's talk about the guy we added first, and then we'll get into like how to fill out the roster. Owen Freeman, he is a 4-5, like a stretch 4-5, or flex, I think is the term, not stretch.
Yeah it's
6'10" from Creighton, coming here from Creighton by way of Iowa. So he was at Iowa first, then Creighton, and now he's going to be an Auburn Tiger, another 6'10" guy. Again, Steven wants us to be so tall. We're going to be so tall.
It just baffles me, man, because, I mean, you're talking about – that was one of my knocks on Bruce. Now, we're still there because Tahad's not super tall, but Tahad plays a lot taller than he is, in my opinion, just because of his jumping ability. And even Steven has said that he's probably the best – fundamentally, sometimes Tahad is the best big man on the floor just because of the way he's able to.
He led the team in blocks for like the whole beginning of the season.
I know.
Which is wild.
But that was my knock on Bruce was, and nothing against Bryce Browns of the world, Jared Harper's of the world, but the fact that they said Jared Harper was 6 feet tall, and when I was standing beside him in Waffle House, I was taller than him. I was like, bro, like y'all are stretching it a little bit. And Bruce loved those quick, shifty guards because he still recruited them. And now you got, I mean, you got Tahad, literally the shortest guy on the floor, and he probably out jumps everybody on the floor. So I wouldn't call it that. But yeah, 6'10", that's going to pay dividends defensively. I know you said that flex. I'd probably say flex 3-4 because he is a shooter. So
he's not going to play three. He's not going to play. This is the wrong guy. This guy's not a shooter. He's a big man. I don't think he shoots much. I'll pull up his stat line. He's gonna be a 4-5 in this system.
You telling me he was averaging 16 as just a low guy only, just a post player only?
I'll look it up right now. I mean, he was so he's a career. Let's see, 3-point percent. He's a career 25% from three. The year he was freshman all Big Ten.
Yeah,
he shot 0 threes. And then he shot 0 threes last year. So, no, this is a big guy. This is another – this is an old-school power forward, bang around, play defense, get rebounds. That's what this guy is. And that's, again, they want to get bigger. They want to play better on defense. And this is a good one. This is a really intriguing addition, and I'll tell you why. So, again, I talked about him going to Iowa as a you know, out of high school. He went to Iowa out of high school. And he was Big Ten Freshman of the Year. Yep. So, like, his first year, he's Big Ten Freshman of the Year. He scored 10-6 his freshman year. Follows it up his second year by scoring 16-6. So, like, getting better. I think into that sophomore season, he had a pretty bad finger injury that required surgery. And then he transfers to Creighton. And in between there, he also had a meniscus injury with his knee. So you look at his stats from Creighton last year, and they're not impressive. And I think a lot of it had to do with just not really fully getting back conditioned, you know, back into full conditioning, not full back health. He only scored 5 points and 4 rebounds and kind of came, I think, off the bench. He only played like 11 minutes a game last year. So what you're hoping here is you got another big that can – possibly in a pinch have to play five, he could, or play that, you know, that power forward role and get back to that freshman and sophomore, get back into freshman and sophomore shape when he was, you know, really, a really good player in the Big Ten, you know, a good, solid basketball conference. So I'm curious to see, you know, I'm sure they've done all their homework on like health and where he is now. And again, man, if it's just an injury deal and he just couldn't get back to full health, man, you may have stolen one here if he can get back to anything close to his freshman and sophomore year.
Oh, if he even gets back to 10-4, 10-5, that'll help Auburn. I mean, he didn't even have to get to 16 and, you know, 16-8 or whatever it is. So, I mean, you and I said just this past Friday, Kyle, you and I were talking about it, and we said that even between the two big men, if we could average a double-double, now that you got a third guy down there, I mean, if you're averaging a double-double with three dudes and that can be interchangeable, and he, it's, you know, we've talked about how with this lineup Steven's putting together, like, it's not going to ask guys to play 40 minutes. It's going to be asking guys to play, you know, or to play 20, you know, it's going to be asking them to play maybe 20 total, maybe 19 total, maybe 18 total. So with a lot of rest and being able to put them in good spots. So I like the pick. I'm like you. I know some people may see it and they may go, okay, finger injury, meniscus. Is this guy injury prone? That sounds like freak thing, especially the hand injury. It's kind of probably a freak thing. The meniscus thing, that's
6'10". Those guys have knee issues. Yeah. Like the big guy, eventually,
that's a basketball problem.
At some point in time, they're going to have a knee injury, like all basketball players do. It's all about what kind of shape is he in? How healthy he is? And I guess I would think, you know, they've done their research. And again, if he's not going to be fully healthy, that's not probably somebody that they would have taken. But like now, look, you got 3 7-footers and a 6'10" guy that can play 4 and 5. Like the message, the goal was clear. And to get bigger, and this guy is just another one to help, you know, help beef up that front court.
Well, and now you see why maybe there wasn't a huge fight. Maybe there was behind the scenes, I don't know, but why there wasn't a huge fight when Jovic left. Because Jovic came over, claimed to be 6'10". He was not. And it sounds like they got a guy 6'10" that's got 2 years of experience on him and was a freshman of the year in the Big Ten, which is full of Michigan, Ohio State. I mean, that's a good league to be freshman of the year in. So, you know, it's one of those deals where I'm with you. I mean, Auburn loses a 4, but they gain a 4 with experience and probably playing for Iowa and Creighton, a pretty good basketball IQ as well.
So, we're going to talk about, obviously, there was some hope maybe you might get Elijah Freeman back, and then obviously he has committed now somewhere else. We're going to talk about that and then talk about the rest of the roster and like how that may fill out in just a second. But before we do that, go to buyauburn.com. If you're an Auburn business owner, if you're an Auburn alumni, Auburn fan, and you own a business, doesn't have to be in Auburn. It can be anywhere. As a matter of fact, almost kind of prefer it to be elsewhere so that Auburn fans across the country can find you and do business with you. You can list your business there. And then, hey, if you're an Auburn fan that wants to do business with Auburn people, you can sign up for our email list at buyauburn.com, and we can alert you when, hey, maybe we're traveling for a game. Hey, make sure to check out these businesses. We've got a lot of folks in a very short amount of time signed up, and we hope to continue to add more. So check it out, buyauburn.com. Elijah Freeman commits to Texas.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
You got to sell your bug hat.
Yeah, if you want a bug hat, go to aushirts.com. I saw a bunch of them at the tailgate this weekend, which was really, really cool to see. So several folks that came by our A-Day tailgate had their bug paraphernalia on from aushirts.com, which is really, really cool. So thank y'all for that. Let's talk about Elijah Freeman. He commits to Texas. I think initially he thought he was going to be at Texas Tech. Didn't work out. What they promised him, they could not deliver. He goes to Texas. There was some maybe cautious optimism that he could come back, I think. But over the weekend, he went ahead and pulled the trigger to Texas. So that now leaves Auburn with let's see, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 transfers. You got Sway as a, you know, we don't 100% know what he's going to do.
Yeah, we're not real sure.
And then, so on the roster right now, you got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. So you got 9. You got 4 spots, 3 if Sway comes back. Now that Freeman's gone, how do we feel this thing out? Like, what's the most ideal? It feels like, for the most part, maybe you get one more, maybe a 3-4, like a guy that could play a 3-4 combo. And then, but for the most part, the front court seems pretty good. Now you're kind of working on the wing and the back courts, which you got a really good core already. How would you like to see this thing ideally fill out?
Want another one so Tahad can get some rest, as well as put the ball in their hands.
That's one. Okay.
I wouldn't mind, like you said, a 3-4 and a legit 3.
Okay. There's 2.
So that's 3 total that we got there.
And then if Sway comes back, that's 4. If not,
I still think we need another 2. I don't think Overton can, you know, take that role and run with it for 40 minutes a night. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think we need but you know, we had a good visit from the kid from Troy.
Yeah. Is it Thomas Dowd?
And Dowd, and I've seen his highlights, and he is a 3-4.
Yeah, he's 6'8", 225.
And he shoots it from the outside, does a great job. He's very fluid. I mean, I don't know if we're going to get – he said he had a good visit when he was asked after his workout. He actually came in and he worked out for the team. So they got to see him perform a little bit. And he's got plenty of tape out there to show, because they even went to the tournament this year, something Auburn didn't do. So they had an opportunity to be in the tournament. So I think they know what they're getting with him. Now, whether he decides – he's got a bunch of people – after him because he's that talented. So
I think he wants to come to Auburn though. So I think it's all about, do they kind of give him the green light?
Well, you know, Kyle, I was telling you that anytime we get somebody from somewhere, or one of our guys goes somewhere, I love to go and follow their social media for their coverage people. And I told you about Freeman. It confused me a little bit. Now, they may have promised him a starting spot at the 3, but I think he probably would have started at the 3 for Auburn.
For sure.
And so he left a starting position to go to Texas when Texas wasn't even his first choice. That's why I thought we had a good chance
to get him back. Yeah.
And those riders and people seem to think that he's not a starter at 3. Like, they, unless one of their guys is going to jump in, you know, today or tomorrow. And so – that could possibly be the case. Maybe they're expecting somebody to lose somebody. So that's why they went ahead and told him, hey, you know, this could be your spot. So
yeah,
that one confused me a little bit, just because he's in conference. It's not like he can say, oh, well, I transferred to the SEC. Well, Bub, you're already there. Well, I'm transferred for a, you know, starting position. Well, you're going to have a starting position here. So it had to have been a money grab. Plus Texas has got it. They got that new facility as well. Yeah. I mean, it's a couple of years old, but apparently it's pretty pimp. Like, everybody that's been there says it's pretty unbelievable. So
I would imagine everything there is unbelievable. If I had to guess.
But
you know what? Screw talking about Freeman. I don't want to talk about him anymore. He's gone.
I say this. If we get the kid from Troy, that you're getting that with more experience, in my opinion.
Yeah, so, he's played 3 years at Troy, and this last year he averaged what? Let's see. 14 and 10.
Yeah.
Pretty dang good. So he averaged a double-double. Not just a humongous three-point threat, but 33% from 3, 80% from the free throw line, which is really good at 6'8". So I think there was a lot of articles talking about how he loved his visit this weekend. He could be somebody that could be, you know, maybe a 3, like a play a wing in a pinch and play 4 in a pinch, like, you know, utility guy. And then the guy I really like is Adam Olson from South Alabama, because he's a dead eye from 3, and he's 6'8". Yeah. Now, I don't know anything about his defense. I don't know anything about, you know, I know he went into the portal after their season was over, so he didn't play against us in the NIT. But he shot, again, he shot 40% from three and 84% from the line at 6'8".
Yeah.
So that could be really fun. So if it's me, I get both of those guys. Go get both of those guys, and then you got two more spots to fill, and I'm fine. I need another point guard, like you said, and then maybe a two that can shoot the lights out. And
you're doing all this banking on Sway not coming back?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I am. Yeah. Is it Mastis? I can't remember. I can't spell his. I can't think. I can't even. Mantis. Mantis Rubivicius or something like that. Yeah. Rube Stavicius, the kid from Lithuania, where they're trying to figure out what his eligibility is going to be. And I'm afraid that, you know, they're talking about that 5-year window deal.
Yeah.
That could come into play. And he may only have, you know, I don't know, may only have like a year or something like that. But he's another one that's a bouncy two guard that's 6'6", that can, you know, shoot it from three. So there's some options.
I've gotten to the point now where I'm okay with that seems to be the going thing, man. Go somewhere where you can be effective, and if it's just a year, it's just a year, and you move on. Like,
yeah,
I don't like it, but that's just become what the game is with a lot of different programs. And I had this comparison that I told somebody the other day. We were talking about it, and I said, well, I said, it's no different than the one and dones that you used to have with the freshmen that came and, you know, just went somewhere for basically half a year, and then they entered the draft as soon as the draft rolled around. They weren't in school for two semesters. They were in school for like a semester and a half. It was like their last ball game. They'd always drop out of school because they were entering the draft. So this is a new version of that. It's just that we're paying players to do it. So
yeah,
if we get him for a year, you know, especially if it's a need, I don't know much about his game, but I'm with you on the other two. You know, you get the South Alabama kid and you get the Troy kid. I mean, you're talking about guys that are not far from home, that are used to playing around here. So I think those are two good grabs, especially, you know, the kid from Troy. The thing that I liked about him, because I heard Barry McKnight, who called play-by-play, the thing he does is he opens up the floor because you can't leave him alone out there at the three-point line. He shoots 30-some-odd percent from three. However, he's big enough. He can take it inside, and he can get by guys too. So he opens it up for like the Tahads of the world and the Overtons of the world, because somebody will collapse on him, and he's a good distributor. Out. Yeah, he's a great distributor. So, and you just said he averaged a freaking double-double.
He averaged two assists a game too, to your point. So that's good.
Some people collapse on him. He's able to get it out to the shooters on the outside. So I like the pickup if they're able to get him. I don't know how soon he'll make his decision. Probably about the time we hit record tomorrow. That's probably.
Hopefully, because that'll just make – let's just keep it rolling, you know.
Yeah.
We record these at like 9 a.m. Like, you know, if we want to start getting some – if they want to start getting like a little commit train rolling, you know, at 8:45 every morning until we get this roster filled out, it'd make for a pretty easy week.
Yeah, it'd make for a great week. So, I do, though, and putting this all in a big bubble here, I do like what Steven and staff are doing with the program. And sure, I do like the direction it's headed. And I like the pickups. I didn't like losing Freeman, because I told you all year he was the guy that I thought had the most potential, just because he was a walking bucket when he was at LMU. And I just thought he needed to play catch up to the game. Yeah. We saw some of that talent when the NIT rolled around. But you know what? If you lose him like you did, and you get Troy or South Alabama with some of that same type talent, that's a good trade. I know that we're not in professionals yet, but that's almost like you just picked up a very good trade.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything else to add?
No, man, just that hopefully this roster will be filled up by the end of the week. We'll have plenty of stuff to talk about all week long.
Yeah. Then we can just start speculating for like 6 months. That'd be so much fun. Ben, appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, y'all, for listening. Everybody that showed up this weekend, and it was fun. We'll talk about A-Day. We'll get to A-Day. We got a lot of time.
Plenty of time to cover. We got between now and what's the first game date?
September the 2nd?
Something like that. Yeah, we got plenty of time to talk about A-Day.
Yep. Y'all take it easy. We'll talk again tomorrow. We out of here at War Eagle.
War Damn Eagle.